The most optimistic observer can find little to comfort him when he examines the state of our world. War erupts suddenly in unexpected places. Governments topple. New diseases present themselves. Hunger is commonplace in what we euphemistically call the Third World. One might expect that the age of technology would have found the solution to all the old problems. Instead, it seems to create new ones. One might expect that the universal emphasis upon education would by now have reversed the awful trends. But education alone is not the answer. The situation, rather than getting better, tends to get worse. We are afraid to listen to the international news for fear of hearing of some new outrage. Is there a future for planet Earth? You have to admit, the situation looks hopeless.
Thank you.
new solutions have proved ineffective, perhaps the old ones have something to offer. Surely the plight of the planet Earth was foreseen by its creator and provided for. Surely the Almighty is neither surprised nor dismayed by the chaos into which his world has plunged itself. He foresaw the disease and arranged the remedy, wrapped it in swaddling clothes, and laid it in a manger. It is strange to think that though hope was born in Bethlehem, That hope was neither universally recognized nor universally welcomed. He came into his own world, the world he had created, and his own people wouldn't receive him. There were even those who, for their own selfish purposes, tried to extinguish the candle of hope that was Christ. But the light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to put it out. Things, believeth all things, endureth all things. With faith and love it lasts forever. But hope never intrudes. The Christ waits to be invited, refuses to impose himself. Those who want his guidance must ask for it. Those who need his power must look for it. The door to incredible opportunities and breathtaking adventures in spiritual discovery is open to the one who knocks. Children know how to ask. Recover the simplicity of a child and ask. ¶¶ The chaos in the world is found in miniature in the home. When we take the lid off the most ordinary family, we may find tension and dissension, misunderstanding and tragedy, well hidden from the prying eyes of friends and neighbors. A teenager on drugs, a daughter sleeping around, a marriage on the verge of collapse, and held together by the sticky tape of convention. The family without Christ is the family without hope. But while there's Christ, there's hope.
So well.
What went wrong? Will someone please tell why the dreams we dreamed ever turned to dust?
Oh, it's so unfair and it's quite unjust.
It's your fault. You don't really care.
It's your fault. If you only share all your hopes and fears, how you really feel.
But you're all closed off. What you see is not real. It's your fault.
There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. There is hope.
The marvelous quality of hope is its endurance. It is indestructible. Out of the ashes of every tragedy, it, phoenix-like, appears again. From the grave in which its enemies have carefully buried it, it rises and rises again. Christ is indestructible, imperishable. His resurrections are constantly recurring. Christ is the hope of the world, because all other hopes are temporary and crushable. He alone is eternal. Buried, he lives again. Do you have a hopeless situation? Some problem without solution? Perhaps it is a situation that has something to do with your place of work and the people you work with. Perhaps it is a domestic problem, a problem of unhappy relationships between mother and daughter. father and son, husband and wife. It could be a more personal problem, something you are wrestling with alone, some battle you are fighting and losing in secret. Please don't say the situation is hopeless. While there is Christ, there is hope. He came into his own world, the world he had created, and tragically they did not receive him. But to as many as did receive him, to them gave he the right to become children of God. He will give that right and that power to you if you will receive him. Make him your Savior and your Lord. He is the hope of your world.